So, Josephine, let's put a timestamp on today. How far are you into filming, and what exactly did you guys film today? And I want to note this is going to be embargoed, so like, feel free to discuss openly, like, right. What you're going to be. It. Yes.
We're about 3 weeks into shooting with a 5-week schedule. Mm-hmm. And today we were doing all the Seattle hotel stuff. So it's when Tess is on her first day of an internship at a publishing company. Mm-hmm. And she goes all the way, she's whisked off to Seattle, and she's taken out to a club, and events ensue.
Yeah. So what was the last scene you shot and after, and then what was the first scene you shot and after we collided, to give us some perspective?
I don't know whether officially this was the last scene we shot, but the last scene we shot was the aquarium sequence of the montage.
Oh, so cute.
And the first scene that I shot in after we collided was me standing behind a curtain reacting to something.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm a huge fan of the books. I've read all the books. I know you have as well. Have you read all of them?
Yeah.
Or okay. So obviously, like, it's kind of more of an R rating in the books. The first film was rated PG-13. We have an R rating the second time around. Has it been tonally different on set for you now that you have an R rating in the sequel?
Yeah, and I think a lot of that is because of our director, Roger Cumble.
Amazing.
There's a lot more. There's a lot more humor in this film. There's a lot more intensity in this film. There's swearing, because we're allowed to swear now, because it's R-rated. So
yeah.
There's definitely been a tonal shift, and I think everyone's felt that.
Right. So, obviously, after, like, the major worldwide success, you guys winning your 3 Teen Choice Awards, what was the reunion like for you and Hero when you got back on set for After We Collided?
I'm trying to remember when the first time... I can't remember if it was at the hotel or if it was at... like rehearsals, but it was basically, hi, how are you doing? It was nothing dramatic with flowers and
you're right.
And I haven't seen you out.
Yeah. Exactly. you're like, it wasn't dramatic. We're just like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
So obviously with the emotional events that ended in the first movie, Tessa's in a super like deeply emotional state for the sequel. Mm. So I'm wondering, like, when you and Hero are doing some of those particularly emotional scenes, when Roger yells cut, do you like immediately go back into Josephine, or do you have to like take a bit to kind of like... due to the downtime?
Honestly, we haven't gotten into a lot of the super emotional stuff in this film yet. So
okay.
We've been lucky in that respect, but the stuff we've done so far, it's not... I don't really require like that much of a transition period. It sort of depends. Sometimes you want to stay in it if it's a really emotional scene and you're shooting it over like 12 hours. But if it's only sort of emotional when you're doing it over 2 hours. It's not hard to answer your question. It's not hard to like snap back and forth. Yeah.
Right. Well, Tessa's last question. Tessa's obviously like, she thinks she knows what she wants in life until she meets Hardin.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, like, is there something about Tessa that maybe you like took with you after the filming of the first movie? Is something about her that like sticks with you?
I thought you were gonna say physically.
Like, oh, yeah.
Did you?
No. I don't know if you've already been asked that.
What have I taken from it? I think...
like anything from maybe like Hardin's room or something, or like maybe like a wardrobe piece or something took?
There was a really gorgeous green slip dress that she was going to wear.
I was like, I don't remember that in the movie.
No, because she was going to wear it for one of the scenes, the wedding scenes, and it was tailor-made, and it was like custom fit to me, and they didn't end up using it.
They used another dress.
So I got to steal that.
Oh, but, perfect.
I think that's the only. I mean, emotionally, what have I taken?
Yeah,
that's
like
probably a more interesting answer. I just maybe like her sense of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that's a good lesson for everyone to take. Just be who you are and don't be afraid to. Be yourself and make choices and
Well, thank you so much for your time. I won't know that you're like, I'm so exhausted, I'm gonna get back to my like trailer and chill for the rest of the day. I'm gonna get a glass of wine myself.
I'm just so sorry we only had 4 minutes.
No, it's fine. I'm happy that you like gave me any time at all, like, so because I know you've had like such a long day, so I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
no, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you
so much. It was cool to interview.